USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Georgia today is reopening a number of businesses that have been closed because of the coronavirus outbreak, and many more states are now starting to at least make plans for how they'll be reopening, including Pennsylvania, Maryland, Missouri, Oregon, and Idaho. At yesterday's White House briefing on coronavirus, Vice President Mike Pence said,
"Mr. President, with the guidelines to open up America again, states are making plans, and at your direction, our task force will continue to work very closely, providing them with the resources to be able to implement those plans in a safe and responsible way."
President Trump will sign a new coronavirus small business relief package today that was passed by the Senate earlier this week and by the House yesterday. It'll provide additional funds for a small business loan program that allows employers to keep workers on the payroll. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, no question. Your product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. Again, your product is very, very good. I couldn't live without it, basically. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, doing my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Experts learning more and more about the coronavirus with one theory. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Our most striking observation to date is the powerful effect that solar light appears to have on killing the virus, both surfaces and in the air.
Can sunlight kill the coronavirus? At the White House Daily Briefing, William Bryan with the Department of Homeland Security at the podium with charts and graphics. He says new research shows how increased levels of sunlight, ultraviolet rays, and even humidity can cause the coronavirus to die off.
We've seen a similar effect with both temperature and humidity as well, where increasing the temperature and humidity, or both, is generally less favorable to the virus.
A federal judge blocking a California gun law that requires people to undergo a background check before they can buy ammunition. The judge tossing the ammo regulations, calling them onerous and convoluted, and saying they violate a citizen's Second Amendment rights. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Many doctors are ripping President Trump's suggestion at yesterday's daily briefing that injecting disinfectant into the human body could successfully treat coronavirus infections. The president brought it up at the briefing yesterday after a Homeland Security official mentioned that disinfectants like bleach can kill the coronavirus on surfaces. Pulmonologist and NBC News contributor Dr. Vin Gupta says the notion of injecting or swallowing any type of cleansing product is irresponsible and dangerous. Trump's Food and Drug Administration has specifically warned already against drinking such chemicals and disinfectants. The Chinese government says it's going to donate an extra $30 million to the World Health Organization after President Trump said he was cutting off U.S. funding for the WHO. China's foreign ministry saying that the donation reflects Beijing's support and trust in that organization. And a spokesman says the donation, along with $20 million that the government gave last month, will support the global fight against the virus pandemic. China's pledge coming on the same day that U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo again said that the Trump administration might never give any money to the World Health Organization again. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.